This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Smoke can be seen rising over the Gaza skyline as the sun set on the final day of the pause in fighting. Mediators are working to extend it. Israel believes Hamas has enough women and children hostages to allow the current pause in fighting in Gaza to be extended by another 2 to 3 days, according to an official involved in the negotiating process on Wednesday.
It's like the Schindler List. We are waiting to see who's going to survive, who's not.
That is a family member of the youngest hostage kidnapped by Hamas, waiting to find out if his family members are still alive. Israel's army said Wednesday it was investigating a report by Hamas's armed wing that the 10-month-old baby hostage, his 4-year-old brother, and their mother had all been killed in Gaza by an Israeli airstrike. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says that's when they were killed. The military was assessing the accuracy of the information it said in a statement. NATO foreign ministers met in Brussels on Wednesday and, among other issues, expressed full and unwavering support for Ukraine.
Even as we're supporting Ukraine's fight today, we are helping them build a military that is capable of deterring and defending against aggression far into the future. The supplemental budget request the president made is a demonstration of our own commitment to that goal, and we're looking to Congress to approve it in the coming weeks.
That is U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. An Indian national has been charged with plotting to assassinate a Sikh separatist leader on U.S. soil, according to the Justice Department on Wednesday, alleging an Indian government official was also involved. This is VOA News. The COP28 climate summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday, as Henry Ridgewell reports. The meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Scientists expect 2023 to go down as the hottest year on record. Fearsome heat, forest fires, and flash storms have characterized a year of extreme weather around the world. Against that urgent backdrop, 70,000 delegates from 197 nations gather in Dubai. Observers call it a crucial moment.
This is the launch of what's called the global stocktake.
The leaders of the world's two biggest economies, US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, agreed to deepen cooperation on climate change during talks in November. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on a virtual currency mixer, the Treasury Department said, has processed millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency from major heists carried out by North Korea-linked hackers. The Treasury Department said in a statement that virtual currency mixer Sinbad, which was hit with sanctions on Wednesday, processed millions of dollars worth of virtual currency from heists carried out by the North Korea-linked Lazarus Group. Local authorities in a village in Nepal registered the Himalayan nation's first same-sex marriage on Wednesday. Officials and activists said 5 months after the Supreme Court issued an interim order clearing the way for such marriages in the largely conservative country. Taylor Swift is the most played artist on the streaming service Spotify for 2023. We'll take a look at the list with AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Taylor Swift has racked up more than 26.1 billion streams on Spotify this year, making her the top streamed artist on that platform. Bad Bunny, who held that spot for 3 years in a row, is the number two most streamed act globally, with The Weeknd in third. Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti is Spotify's most streamed album in the world for a second year in a row. Swift's Midnights is second, and SOS by SZA is third. Flowers by Miley Cyrus is the most streamed song globally, followed by SZA's Kill Bill and As It Was by Harry Styles. Meanwhile, Apple Music announced Tuesday that Last Night by Morgan Wallen was its top streamed song of the year. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And in Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.